约翰十八章开始记载耶稣的被出卖和抓拿。
John chapter 18 describes to us Jesus' betrayal and arrest.
这段经文里面我们可以看到耶稣四个特征的表现。
In this passage, we can see Jesus' four characteristic manifestation.
首先他这个环境当中他有极度的勇气。
First, in this special surroundings, he showed extreme, supreme courage.
然后也看他有极度的能力。
And we can see his supreme power.
他也对 门徒们彰显极度的关怀。
And he showed his supreme care for his disciples.
最后一个，他向天父是极度的顺从。
And lastly, he showed his supreme obedience to his heavenly father.
那我们看第一大点。
Let's look at the first point.
耶稣的勇气。
Jesus' courage.
这是第一节到第四节。
This is found in verses 1 to 4.
第一节，耶稣说了这话。
The first verse says, when Jesus had spoken these words,
说了哪些话?
What kind of words?
就是13章到17章的话。
That is from chapters 13 to 17.
这几章圣经节里面有我们很熟悉、很喜爱的圣经节。
In these number of chapters, there are many of our familiar verses.
比如说14章第6节。
Like 14 verse 6.
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命若不借着我没有人能到父那里去
Jesus said to him I'm the way and the truth and the life No one can come to a father but through me
16节
Verse 16
我要求父父就另外赐给你们为保惠师叫他永远与你们同住同在
And I will ask the father and he will give you another helper and that he may be with you forever
15章第一节
Chapter 15 verse 1
我是真葡萄树我父是栽培的人
I'm the true vine and my father is the vine dresser
7节到8节
Verses 7 to 8
你们若藏在我里面我的话也藏在你们里面凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就你们多结果子我父就因此得荣耀你们也就是我的门徒了
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it shall be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples.
16章12节13节
Chapter 16 verses 2 to 3
我还有好些事要告诉你们但你们现在担当不了只等真理的圣灵来他要引导你们明白一切的真理因为他不是凭自己说的乃是他把所听见的都说出来并要把将来事告诉你们
I have many more things to say to you but you cannot bear them now but when he the spirit of truth comes he will guide you into all truth for he will not speak on his own initiative but whatever he hears he will speak and he will disclose to you what is to come
然后17章是耶稣的主祷文
and then chapter 7 is Jesus' prayer
我们分三次的时间看耶稣他为自己为十一个门徒以及为你和我祷告
We spent three times preaching on this chapter we saw that Jesus spent time praying for his disciples for the world
for himself
and also for us、
okay. 所以到了十八章这里耶稣说了这话
And so in chapter 18 it started with when Jesus has spoken these words
耶稣讲道讲完了
Jesus finished his preaching.
就同门徒出去过了希伦溪。
And so he went out with his disciples over the ravine of the Kidron.
希伦溪是在耶路撒冷城的东边。
This Kidron ravine is on the east of Jerusalem.
所以这时候耶稣的方向就是往西啊，朝东走。
So we can imagine that Jesus is coming toward east from the west.
希伦溪平常是一个小溪。
Usually this Kidron is a little creek.
但是它在冬天雨季的时候，这个溪水就散涨，变成个小河一样。
But during the winter, during rainy season, that it becomes filled with water, becoming a little river.
耶路撒冷的地形是这个圣殿是在一个小山一样，山上面。
Jerusalem is located on top of a hill.
所以这个圣殿呢，是要比这个希伦溪高几百尺。
So the temple is a few hundred feet above this creek.
那么在耶稣的时代
And during Jesus' time,
圣殿里面常有献祭的事情。
There were offering sacrifices in the temple.
献祭说要杀许多的牛羊。
When they would kill many of animals.
那么在祭坛的旁边
，and beside the temple，
有一个水沟或者是管道。
There's a channel or a pipe that.
Either drain or channel.
Drain or channel.
把这个动物的血啊，就从上面流到希伦溪下面。
To drain the blood of the animals into the Kidron Creek.
当时一年要杀多少只羊啊？
How many animals did they kill each year?
圣经学者告诉我们。
The Bible scholars tell us.
一年要杀200,000以上的羊。
Each year they'll kill over 200,000 lambs.
所以当耶稣那一天跟门徒要过希伦溪的时候
，So that day when Jesus and his disciples crossed the ravine of Kidron,
这个溪水是红的
，The water was red,
充满了血
，Filled with blood.
这位神的羔羊也快要为我们流血了
，And we know the Lamb of God was going to shed his blood for us also.
然后他说在那里有一个园子。
Now there was a garden.
他和门徒进去了。
Into which he himself entered and his disciples.
这个园子根据马太跟马可。
According to Matthew and Mark, this garden
有个名字
had a name.
是客西马尼园。
That's Gethsemane.
客西马尼园是有许许多多的橄榄树的。
Gethsemane had many olive trees.
客西马尼园的意思英文叫 oil press, 压着橄榄油的。
That's the meaning of the word Gethsemane, olive press.
耶稣进到那个里面。
And when Jesus entered there,
第二节
second verse,
卖耶稣的犹大也知道那地方。
Now Judas also, who was betraying him, knew the place.
因为耶稣和门徒屡次上那里去聚集。
For Jesus had often met there with his disciples.
看来耶稣不但要进入客西马尼园。
So it seems that not only Jesus was entering Gethsemane.
我去过客西马尼园。
I've been to Gethsemane.
蛮大的一个地方。
Quite a big place.
但是耶稣去一个特别的地方。
But Jesus went to a special place in
there. 为什么他去这个特别的地方？
Why did he go to a special place?
至少有三个原因。
There were at least three reasons.
第一个原因。
First.
这是个偏僻的地方。
This is a secluded place.
所以耶稣可以安静的祷告。
So Jesus could pray in quiet.
他可以把他心里所有的苦情呢，都向天父讲出来。
He could pour out all his sorrows before the Heavenly Father.
第二个。
Secondly.
他知道犹大知道这个地方。
He knew that Judas knew of this place too.
换句话说
In other words,
是耶稣自己安排他被出卖的时间跟出卖的地点。
In other words, Jesus arranged his own time of betrayal and arrest.
不是犹大安排的。
And the location too. Judas did not arrange that.
记得在耶稣在这件事情发生以前
Before this happened,
耶稣曾经说过这句话。
Jesus said this.
我的时候还没有到
My time has not come,
但现在时候到了
but now is the time.
第三个原因
the third reason,
这个周末正好是他们逾越节
that weekend was weekend of the Passover.
许许多多人来耶路撒冷过逾越节
Many people went to Jerusalem to attend the feast.
这些人曾经过去看见耶稣的时候
These people before when they saw Jesus
大声喊着说
Cried out loudly.
耶稣是弥赛亚。
Jesus is Messiah.
他要救我们脱离罗马人的压迫。
He will save us from the tyranny of the Romans.
如果耶稣在一个公共场合被罗马人抓起来的话
，If Jesus were arrested in public by Romans,
可能会引起犹太人的暴动。
Maybe lead to riots of the Jews.
那么罗马政府一定派兵镇压了。
And then the Romans will send the soldiers to suppress it.
许多人会被杀。
And many people will be killed in a.
很有可能耶稣的门徒也会被杀。
And his disciples might be killed also.
耶稣不要这样的事情发生。
And Jesus did not want them to happen.
我们看第三节。
Let's look at third verse.
犹大领了一队兵。
Judas then having received the Roman cohort.
OK, 这个Judy 念的是Nesby 的翻译哈。
I read a Nesby translation.
这个翻译是说，犹大得到罗马政府的一个步兵大队。
It here means that Judas received the big group of Roman soldiers. It's called cohort.
当时的步兵大队有多少人？
How many soldiers are there in this cohort?
有600人。
600 soldiers.
我想他们不见得会派这600个兵丁一起去抓耶稣一个人。
I don't think they will send all 600 to arrest Jesus.
但可能派几十人。
But at least in the scores.
或者一两百人兵丁是有可能的。
Or maybe 100 to 200 soldiers.
换句话说，不是几个兵丁而已。
In other words, it's not just one or two soldiers.
所以我们中文说一队兵。
So the Chinese said it's a cohort of soldiers.
然后说和祭司长并法利赛人的差役。
And also the officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees.
这个差役我们听起来好像是用人的感觉。
In the Chinese translation, it says the kind of servants of the chief.
但是这些人是圣殿的警察。
But these are temple police, really.
或者是圣殿的警卫兵。
Or the temple security guards.
他们平常维护圣殿的秩序。
Usually they maintain the security and order.
他们也保护这祭司们的安全。
And also keeps the safety of the priests.
圣经说这一大人由犹大带队啊。
And so that whole group of people was led by Judas.
只有他知道怎么去。
Because only he knew where he should go.
然后下面说耶稣他们说拿着灯笼火把兵器。
And so they took the lantern and the weapons and went.
这句话有一个意思。
There's a meaning to this.
他告诉我们约翰是亲眼看见。
It shows us that John was the actual eyewitness.
他是证人之一啊。
He was one of the witnesses.
他们拿着灯笼火把。
They took lanterns and torches.
倒不见得是因为要去科西玛尼园的路上黑啊。
Not because the road to Gethsemane was dark.
哦，怕走错路。
And they are afraid that they will lose their way.
因为逾越节的时候。
Because during the Passover.
在巴勒斯坦那边。
In Palestine.
正好是全月哈 full moon 的时候。
Is exactly the full moon time.
你可以看得见路的。
And you can see the road.
并且当时的犹太人庆祝逾越节。
And also when the Jews celebrated Passover.
许多家都是点灯的。
Many families turn on their lights.
所以他们可以看见去克西马尼园的路啊。
So the road to Gethsemane should be quite visible.
他们拿着灯笼火把。
And so these people took lanterns and torches.
比较有可能的。
Possibly because.
万一在没有克西马尼园抓到耶稣。
That if they did not arrest Jesus in Gethsemane,
耶稣往橄榄山跑的时候
and Jesus escaped toward Olive, Mount Olive,
他们需要灯笼火把照路继续去抓他
they needed the light from lanterns and torches to find him.
第四节
Verse 4,
耶稣知道将要临到自己的一切事
Jesus therefore knowing all the things that were coming upon him,
换句话他是个全知的神
in other words, he's omniscient God.
他对那天晚上发生的事情了如指掌
He was very, very clear about what was going to happen that evening.
有多少人来
How many people were coming?
什么样的人
What kind of people?
他们叫什么名字
And their names.
背景如何
Their backgrounds.
他们究竟为什么要来抓我等等
Why did they come to arrest him?
耶稣全部知道
Jesus knew all of them.
他是全知的神
Because he's omniscient God.
然后下面说就出来对他们说你们找谁
And so he said to them, who are you? Whom do you seek?
换句话说耶稣自己主动就出来
In other words, Jesus took his own initiative to step forward.
从园子里面出来
And she kept come out of the garden.
为什么耶稣这样做
Why did Jesus do that?
约翰福音前面已经告诉我们
John in the previous chapter told us.
那我们打开约翰福音第十章
Let's turn to John chapter 10.
十七节十八节
Verses 17 to 18.
约翰福音十章十七节十八节
John 10 verses 17 to 18.
我父爱我因我将命舍去好再取回来没有人夺我的命去是我自己舍的唯有权柄舍了也有权柄取回来这是我从父手受的命令
For this reason the Father loves me because I lay down my life that I may take it up again No one has taken it away from me but I lay it down on my own initiative I have authority to lay it down and an authority to take it up again This commandment I received from my father.
耶稣就出来。
And so Jesus stepped forward.
这是他自己愿意的。
This is his own initiative.
耶稣在这个生死交关的时候
during this extreme crisis time,
他能够平静地面对这一切
he calmly faced all of it.
那我们看 他有极度的勇气
we see his supreme courage.
我们看第二点
let's look at second point.
耶稣的能力
Jesus' power.
这是第五节到第六节
this is found in verses 5 to 6.
第五节
verse 5.
他们回答说找拿撒勒人耶稣耶稣说我就是
They answered him Jesus the Nazarene He said to them I am he
原文呢
In the original language
没有说我就是
It wasn't said I am he
这个英文如果我们把英文本翻译过来说耶稣在这里回答哈，我们的翻译本是说我是他或我就是
The translation added the word he
但是原来原文没有没有他这个字，也没有就这个字。
Okay, in the original in the original language, there wasn't he or.
耶稣的回答就是我是。
Jesus' answer was really I am.
什么是我是
？What is I am?
这是神的名字。
That's God's name.
记得摩西问耶和华你是谁吗
？Remember when Moses asked God what's his name?
神回答。
And God answered,
我是那位我是。
I am who I am.
换句话说，我是。
In other words,
这是神的名字。
That is God's name.
耶稣是回答说，我是那位神。
So Jesus answered basically, I am that God.
我们记得在过去这几个月里面，在约翰福音里面，耶稣七次说到我是。
In the past months when we studied John, we saw seven times Jesus used that name.
我们复习一下。
Let's review them.
第一次。
The first time.
第六章三十五节。
Chapter 6, verse 35.
六章三十五节。
6:35.
耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。”
Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
八章十二节，第二个。
12, that's the second one.
八章十二节。
8, chapter 8, verse 12.
耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得这生命的光。
Again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in the darkness, but shall have the light of life.
第三个。
The third one.
第十章第七节。
Chapter 10, verse 7.
和第九节。
And verse 9.
十章第七节。
Chapter 10, verse 7.
所以耶稣又对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，我就是羊的门。
Jesus therefore said to them again, Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep.
好，第九节。
Verse 9.
我就是门。
I am the door.
第四个。
The fourth one.
十章十一节。
10:11.
十章十一节。
10:11.
我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
第五个。
The fifth one.
十一章二十五节。
11:25.
十一章二十五节。
11:25.
耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。”哈，我们这个和合本的翻译稍微把次序颠倒了。
Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall live even if he dies."
像刚才就地 所念的原来的意思耶稣说我是复活我是生命
Jesus saying here I am the resurrection and I am life
第六个
Six.
十四章第六节
Chapter 14 verse
6 十四章第六节
Chapter 14 verse 6
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命若不借着我没有人到父那里去
Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
十五章第一节。
Chapter 15, verse 1.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser.
耶稣用这七个我是告诉我们，他就是那位真神。
Jesus used these seven times to tell us that he is the true God.
我们继续回到约翰福音十八章。
Let's go back to chapter 18 of the gospel.
第五节后半边。
Second part of verse 5.
卖他的犹大也同他们站在那里。
And Judas also was betraying, who was betraying him was standing with them.
这是圣经上一句很可悲的话。
This is a very sad statement in the Bible.
犹大在耶稣的面前假装他是他的，支持他的。
Judas was pretending when he's in front of Jesus
that, 他是他的门徒,
Jesus, that he was his disciple.
他听他的话,
he listened to Jesus.
但背后却出卖他。
But behind him, he betrayed him.
今天我们在美国许多男人的名字引用圣经上的名字。
Today we have many men in the United States using Bible names.
有人叫马太。
Some are called Matthew.
有人叫马可。
Mark.
有人叫路加。
Luke.
有人叫约翰。
John,
有人叫保罗
some are called Paul,
有人叫斯提凡
Stephen,
我到现在还没听到一个美国男人叫犹大的
So far I have not heard anybody, any man's name Judas
听到这名字你马上那厌恶仇恨的心就会出来
Just whenever you hear that name you will have the hatred in your heart
第六节
Verse 6
耶稣一说我就是
And therefore he said to them I am he
他们就退后倒在地上。
They drew back and fell to the ground.
当耶稣说他是谁的时候
When Jesus told them who he was,
他的敌人马上变成无能为力了。
His enemies quickly became incapacitated.
他们都倒退跌在地上。
They drew back and fell to the ground.
请记住这是里面许多的罗马兵丁。
Please remember, among the group were many Roman soldiers.
当时是世界上最强的军队。
The strongest soldier of that day in the world.
身经百战。
And they've been through many battles.
什么危险的事情都经过。
And experienced many dangers.
但现在听到耶稣说我是啊。
But here, when they heard Jesus said, I am.
马上这个倒退跌倒地上。
Quickly they drew back and fell to the ground.
这里告诉我们一件事情。
Here, we are told one thing.
这些兵丁没有能力抓拿耶稣的。
These soldiers did not have the ability to arrest.
除非耶稣让他们抓拿。
Unless Jesus allows them to do it.
除非耶稣允许他们抓拿。
Unless Jesus gives them permission to do so.
除非耶稣自愿的给他们抓拿。
Unless Jesus voluntarily surrenders himself.
神的话语有力量。
God's word is powerful.
圣经屡次提到神话语的力量。
Very often the Bible mentions the power of God's words.
当神一说，天地就被创造了。
When God said, the heavens are created.
当神一说，撒旦跟人类便被判决了。
When God said, and then Satan and men were condemned.
当神一说，整个以色列人的背叛就被丢在旷野里面。
When God said, the rebellious Israelites were left in the wilderness.
当神一说，以色列人就被掳70年。
When God said the Israelites were taken away for 70 years.
当神一说，一个犯病38年的病患就被医好了。
When Jesus spoke, a man who was sick for 38 years was healed right away.
当耶稣说拉撒路出来，拉撒路就出来。
When Jesus said Lazarus come forth, he did.
启示录里面还把神的话语形容成一把利剑。
In the Revelations, God described His words as a very sharp sword.
要审判一切的。
To judge all things.
我们看一下启示录第一章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 1.
16节。
Verse 16.
一章16节。
Chapter 1, verse 16.
他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日发光。
And in his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like a sun shining in its strength.
二章十六节。
Chapter 2, verse 16.
所以你当悔改，若不悔改，我就快临到你那里，用我口中的剑。攻击他们。
Repent, therefore, or else I'm coming to you quickly, and I'll make war against them with the sword of my mouth.
再看十九章二十一节。
Chapter 19, verse 21.
十九章二十一节。
19:21.
其余的被骑白马者口中出来的箭杀了，飞鸟都吃饱他们的肉。
And the rest were killed with the sword which came from the mouth of him who sat upon the horse, and all the birds were filled with their flesh.
神的话语有力量。
God's word is powerful.
因为代表神。
Because it represents.
有那种创造的力量。
It has that creative power.
他有一天用他的话语来审判一切。
And one day he will use his words to judge all things.
他那样的话语让这些敌人都倒退。
And his word caused the enemies to fall back.
所以但是耶稣主动的愿意给他们抓拿。
But Jesus voluntarily surrendered himself to them.
我们看第三大点。
Let's look at third point.
耶稣的关怀。
Jesus care.
这是第七节到第九节。
This is from verses 7 to 9.
第七节。特别对这十一位门徒的关怀。
This shows his care for his 11 disciples.
第七节，他又问他们说：“你们找谁？”他们说：“找拿撒勒人耶稣。”
Verse 7 says, therefore he asked them, whom do you seek? And they said, Jesus the Nazarene.
你们看到耶稣问他两次。
Do you see here Jesus asked them two times?
他们的答案都一样。
And their answers were the same.
找拿撒勒人耶稣。
We're looking for Jesus the Nazarene.
耶稣就用他们两次的回答。
And so Jesus used their same answers.
提醒他们。
To remind them.
他们的命令只是要来抓耶稣一个人的。
That their orders was to arrest only Jesus.
他们的命令没有要他们去抓其他的门徒的。
Their order did not include the arrest of the other disciples.
耶稣很有智慧的处理这件事情。
So Jesus handled that situation very wisely.
提醒兵丁们，你们要按命行事啊。
So reminded the soldiers to follow the orders.
不要自作主张啊。
Not to make their own decisions.
所以耶稣对他们说
And so Jesus told them,
第八节
in verse 8,
耶稣说我已经告诉你们我就是你们若找我就让这些人去吧
Jesus answered I told you I am If therefore you seek me let these go their way
耶稣用这个他们的回答来提醒他们
Jesus used the answers to remind them
耶稣不要门徒被抓拿
Jesus did not want his disciples to be arrested.
约翰福音里面告诉我们两个原因。
John, in the Gospel of John, we were given two reasons for that.
第一个原因。
The first reason.
要回到约翰福音第十章。
We will go back to John chapter 10.
十二节到十三节。
Verses 12 to 13.
约翰福音第十章。
Gospel of John chapter 10.
十二节到十三节。
Verses 12 to 13.
若是雇工，不是牧人。羊也不是他自己的他看见狼来了就撇下羊逃走狼抓住羊赶上了羊群雇工逃走因为他是雇工并不顾念羊
He who is a hireling and not a shepherd He who is not the owner of the sheep beholds the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees and the wolf snatches them and scatters them He flees because he is a hireling And is not concerned about the sheep.
耶稣不是雇工。
Jesus is not hired.
他不是拿薪水的。
He did not get his salary.
他不是算时间的。
He does not count his hours.
他是他们的牧羊人。
He is their shepherd.
第二个原因。
The second reason.
要回到我们十八章第九节。
Go back to chapter 18, verse 9.
十八章第九节。
chapter 18, verse 9.
所以这要应验耶稣从前的话你所赐给我的人没有失落一个
That the word might be fulfilled which he spoke Of those whom thou hast given me I lost not one
耶稣从前讲了哪些话
What did Jesus say previously
都在约翰福音里面
They're all found in the Gospel of John
我们看六章三十九节
Let's look at 6:39
六章三十九节
Chapter 6 verse 39
差我来者的意思就是他所赐给我的叫我一个也不失落在末日却叫他复活
And this is the will of him who sent me that of all that he has given me I lose nothing but raise it up on the last day
再看44节
44.
若不是差我来的父吸引人就没有人到我这里来的 到我这里来的，在末日我要叫他复活。
No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day.
我们再看第十章二十八节。
Let's look at chapter 10, verse 28.
十章二十八节。
Chapter 10, verse 28.
我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。
And I give them eternal life, they shall never perish, and no one can snatch them out of my hand.
然后到十七章十二节。
And chapter 17 verse 12.
十七章十二节。
Chapter 17 verse 12.
我与他们同在的时候，因你所赐给我的名保守了他们，我也复位他们，其中除了那灭亡之子，没有一个灭亡的，好叫经上的话得应验。
While I was with them, I was keeping them in thy name which thou hast given me, and I guarded them, and not one of them perished, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled.
所以这里耶稣的话是说，如果门徒中现在有人被抓，
So Jesus is saying here that if now some of the disciples were arrested,
可能有人会失落。
Maybe some of them will become lost.
这个失落不是指身体的死亡。
It's not about the physical death.
而是指他们失去信心。
But that they will lose their faith.
因而失去救恩。
And therefore lose their salvation.
因而没有得救。
And therefore won't be saved.
因为主耶稣知道
Because Jesus knows,
这时候圣灵还没有降临
that before the Holy Spirit,
他们没有保惠师、啊、
they did not have the comforter.
当他们被抓的时候
so when they were arrested,
会遇到极大的创伤
they will experience a lot of afflictions.
他们会被人嘲弄喜笑
they will be jeered by people.
被人家鞭打
be tortured.
Okay, 那个鞭打是吧 ？OK， 被受苦刑
，and tortured，
甚至被杀
，and even killed，
这些会打击粉碎他们的信心呢、啊、
？And all these will destroy, pulverize their faith。
耶稣不让这些事情发生
，Jesus did not want those things to happen。
所以耶稣要保护他们
，and so Jesus protected
them。甚至他们被抓，耶稣都不允许。
Even their arrest was not permitted by Jesus。
那你可能会有一个很好的神学的问题。
And so maybe you have a good theological question.
救恩会失去吗
？Can we lose our salvation?
信心会失去吗
？Can we lose our faith?
答案是这样。
The answer is like this.
如果在于我们
，If it's up to us，
会的。
Yes.
如果在于我们
，If it's up to us，
会的。
Yes.
但如果在于神。
But if it's up to God,
如果是来自于神
if it's from God,
如果信心跟救恩都来自于神
if faith and salvation are both from God,
那便不会失去的
then they cannot be lost.
因为神将保守到底、啊、
Because God will protect us till the end.
教会历史当中改教的英雄
during the Reformation, the heroes,
马丁路德
Martin Luther,
他一生遭遇到许多的困难
He experienced a lot of difficulties during his life.
常常有生命的危险。
And often in a danger for his life.
但他从来没有失去过信心。
But he never lost his faith.
在他写了一首诗歌当中。
He wrote one of his hymns.
我们常常也过去有机会唱到的。
We used to sing it in the past.
十四首。
Number 14.
善主是坚固保障。
A mighty fortress is our God.
第二节。
The second verse.
我们看马丁路德怎么讲。
Let's see what Martin Luther writes.
马丁路德怎么讲
？He said this.
我若但凭自己力量。
Did we in our own strength confide?
自知断然相对抗。
Our striving would be losing.
幸有神能永耀先登
We're not the right man on our side
率领着我往前方
The man of God's own choosing
如问此人为谁
Does ask who that may be
乃是万军之将
Christ Jesus, it is He.
又是万有君王。
Lord Sabaoth, His name.
自古万民供养。
From age to age the same.
耶稣基督名浩大。
And He must win the battle.
如果你的信心救恩是来自于神。
If your faith and salvation is from God.
你可以放心。
Rest assured,
永远不会失去。
They will never be lost.
耶稣一定保守到底。
Jesus will keep you till the end.
作为神的儿女。
So as children of God,
神不会让我们失去对他的信心。
God will not allow us to lose faith for him.
圣经告诉我们他会在我们身上做三件事情。
The Bible tells us that he will do three things for us.
从十一个门徒开始一直到今天他继续做这三件事情。
Starting from the 11 disciples until today, he's still doing the three things for us.
第一件事情
the first thing,
他不会让我们的试探超过我们所能忍受。
He will not allow the temptations we encounter to be more than we can stand.
请看马哥林多前书第十章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
十三节
verse
一章十章十三节
10, verse
你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的神是信实的必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的在受试探的时候总要给你们开一条出路叫你们仍忍受得住
No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, that you may be able to endure it.
在你抵挡试探,
When you're withstanding temptation,
你觉得精疲力尽,
and you feel exhausted,
没有办法的时候,
you cannot do
anything. 你可以信任神会为你开一条出路。
You can trust God to provide a way of escape for you.
第二件事情他为我们做的。
Second thing that Jesus has done for us.
七章二十五节，希伯来书七章二十五节。
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25.
希伯来书七章二十五节。
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25. 凡
靠着他进到神面前的人他都能拯救到底因为他是长远活着替他们祈求
Hence also he is able to save forever those who draw near to God through him since he always lives to make intercession for them
神不会半途而废
God will not leave us right in the middle.
世上没有什么事情可以阻挡他的旨意。
There's nothing in this world to prevent his will being done.
哇，有时候有些坏人说，哎呀，我做这件事情要伤害某一个人。
Sometimes the wicked will say, I'll do this something to hurt somebody.
像当时约瑟的兄长们又做一些事情要伤害约瑟。
Like Joseph's older brothers, they were planning to hurt Joseph.
但是约瑟说
But Joseph said,
你们是要对我身上做坏事情的。
You meant it for a worse.
但神是为了我的好处。
But God allowed it for my good.
神如果不允许，没有一件事情可以发生。
Without God's permission, nothing can happen to us.
所以约伯在后来讲了一句很出名的话。
And so Job said a very famous saying.
请我们看约伯记四十二章。
Job chapter 42.
约伯记四十二章。
Job chapter 42,
第一节到第二节
verses
1 to 2. 约伯记四十二章第一节到第二节
Job 42 verses 1 to 2.
约伯回答耶和华说：“我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能难阻。”
Then Job answered the Lord and said, "I know that thou canst do all things, and that no purpose of thine can be thwarted."
神可以用好人完成他的旨意。
God can use good people to accomplish.
神也可以用坏人完成他的旨意。
He can do the same with the wicked.
第三点，神应许每个弟兄姐妹的。
The third promise God gave to each brother and sister.
罗马书。
Romans.
八章三十五到三十九节。
8:35 to 39.
神不但允许我们在试探的时候有一条出路。
God not only promised us that we will have the way of escape.
神不但允许我们, 祂拯救我们到底,
not only did he promise to save us to the end.
第三个, 罗马书8章35到39,
the third is found in Romans 8 verses 35 to 39.
说谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢? 难道是患难吗? 是困苦吗? 是逼迫吗? 是饥饿吗? 是刺身肉体吗? 是危险吗? 是刀剑吗? 如今上手记, 我们为你的缘故终日被杀, 然看我们如将宰的羊, 然而靠着爱我们的主, 在这一切事上已经得胜有余了。 因为我深信无论是生是死是天使是掌权的是有能的是现在的事是将来的事是高处的是低处的是别的受造之物都不人叫我们与神的爱隔绝这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。Who
shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Just as it's written, for thy sake we are being put to death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I'm convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Jesus to his 11 disciples on that day,
以及今天所以属于他的人,
and all of us who belong to him,
他是极度的关怀及爱父,
is extremely careful and loving.
天父赐给他的人,
all those the Father gave him,
他一个都不失落,
he will lose none of them.
我们看第四个大点,
Let's look at the fourth point.
耶稣的顺服,
Jesus submission.
这是第十节到十一节,
is found in verses 10 to 11.
耶稣是顺服到死,
Jesus submit to death.
当兵丁要抓耶稣的时候,
when the soldiers were going to arrest Jesus,
门徒当时怎么办?
What were the disciples thinking?
约翰福音没有把它详细的记载,
John did not give us more details.
但其他的福音书却把它写出来,
but the other gospels told us more.
我们看路加福音22章,
Let's look at Luke chapter
22, 49节,
verse 49.
路加福音22章, 49节,
Luke 22 verse 49.
说左右的人见光景不好, 就说主啊, 我们拿刀砍可以不可以?
And when those who were around him saw what was going to happen, they said, Lord, shall we strike with the sword?
换句话说, 门徒们说, 我们可以不可以跟他们打一下?
In other words, the disciples were asking Jesus, can we fight with them?
我看这些门徒们有点不自量力啊,
I think these disciples thought more of themselves than they really were.
Okay. 但是耶稣还没有讲完,
but
还没有回答,
before Jesus could answer,
看50节,
Let's look at verse 50.
内中有一个人把大祭司的仆人砍了一刀, 削掉他的右耳,
and a certain one of them struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his right ear.
这个人约翰告诉我们就是彼得,
and this person John told us was Peter.
耶稣还没有回答, 他就抢先动手,
even before Jesus could answer, he took the step to do what he wanted to do.
所以回到约翰福音18章,
so let's go back to John chapter 18,
第十节,
verse 10.
约翰福音18章第十节,
John 18 verse 10.
西门彼得带着一把刀,
Simon Peter therefore having a sword,
这个刀希腊文的意思是把短刀或短剑,
this sword in Hebrew means a short sword, is a dagger.
换句话说很容易摆在藏在身里面,
in other words, it can easily be hidden inside a garment.
他就拔出来啊,
so he drew it out,
然后将大祭司仆人砍了一刀啊,
and struck the high priest's slave,
削掉他的右耳啊,
cut off his right ear.
这不是说彼得的刀滑高明啊,
I'm not saying here that Peter was very skillful with his sword.
不是说彼得的刀法像《倚天屠龙记》里面那个张无忌一样。
It's like a famous person in kung fu.
Okay, 他故意把他的右耳削掉。
He wants just to take off his right ear.
证明他技术多好啊。
To show how skillful he was.
但其他人都吓一跳，不敢再攻打他。
As a warning to all the other people.
我看来是彼得要砍他的头啊。
I believe that Peter really wanted to cut off the head.
一直砍得不对啊。
Either he missed it.
或麻鹿赶快把头一摇啊。
Or the melters just stopped.
这个刀就沿着这个耳朵下来了。
And so that sword came along the ear.
把右耳削掉了。
Cutting off the right ear.
圣经告诉我们这个仆人名字叫马勒古。
The Bible tells us the name of the slave was Melters.
彼得这个冲动的行动。
This impulsive behavior of Peter.
不顾后果的行动。
He did not think of the consequence.
几乎带来一场大悲剧。
Almost brought a big
tragedy. 如果兵丁这时候开始反攻啊。
Because if the soldiers will fight back.
很有可能每个门徒都会被杀。
It's very possible all the disciples would.
这正是耶稣要避免的。
And that's exactly the thing Jesus wanted to avoid.
所以耶稣马上采取行动。
And so Jesus took action right away.
收刀入血吧。
Put the sword into the sheath.
其他福音书对这个还有更详细的解释，我们看一下。
The other gospels had more detail.
那我们看马太福音二十六章。
Let's look at Matthew 26.
五十二节到五十三节。
Verses 52 to 53.
马太福音二十六章。
Matthew 26.
五十二节到五十三节。
52 to 53.
耶稣对他说，收刀入血吧，凡动刀的必死在刀下。
Then Jesus said to him, put your sword back into its place, for all those who take up the sword shall perish by the sword.
耶稣提醒彼得，我现在不是要来做世界上的王。
Jesus reminded Peter that he did not come to be the king of the world.
我不需要门徒的门在世界上来保护我。
He did not need his disciples to protect him.
然后五十三节。
And verse 53.
你想我不能求我父现在为我差遣十二营多天使来吗？
And do you think that I cannot appeal to my father and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels?
我们和本的翻译说一个营。
One legion in a Chinese translation.
Okay, 这个 有其他的翻译把它翻成一个兵团换成一个军。换句话说人数是很多的。
It's a lot of people in the 12 legions.
但是罗马人的这个制度一个 legion, 一个军队是有六千人。
But a legion of soldiers in the Roman times consists of 6,000 soldiers.
那么这边至少十二营呢
？Here is more than 12 legions.
六千乘十二是七万两千人。
So if you multiply 6,000 with 12, that is 72,000.
那请问一个很实际的问题。
So may I ask you a practical question?
请问一个天使可以杀多少人呢？
Can I ask you how many people can an angel kill?
圣经里面有没有这个答案？
Does the Bible provide an answer?
旧约里面有一次。
Once it happened in the
Old Testament. 我们看看一位天使可以杀多少人。
Let's find out how many people an angel can kill.
我们回到列王记下。
Let's learn, turn to 2 Kings.
十九章三十五节。
Chapter 19, verse 35.
列王记下十九章三十五节。
2 Kings 19:35.
列王记下十九章三十五节。
Second Kings 19:35。
说当夜耶和华的使者出去啊，在亚述营中，这个使者是个单数的。
This angel is in singular.
在亚述营中杀了十八万五千人。
Then it happened that night that the angel of the Lord went out and struck 185,000 in the camp.
如果一个天使杀十八万五千
，If an angel kills 185,000,
七万两千个天使
，75,000 angels.
如果我的数学没有算错的话
，My math is correct.
差不多要杀七亿人呢。
That will amount to be 700 million.
Yeah. 在当时可能中东的人都没有那么多。
And I don't think the population in the Middle East at that time was even close to that.
但是我不晓得世界的人口是多少。
And I didn't know the number of the world population.
可能还不够七亿人。
Maybe not if close to 700.
换句话是还不够杀。
In other words, there were not enough people for all the angels to kill.
耶稣是提醒彼得啊。
Jesus was just reminding Peter.
我不需要你的保护。
I don't need your protection.
然后耶稣在马勒古的身上做了一件事情。
And Jesus did something for Malchus.
如果你看路加福音二十二章五十一节。
If you look at Luke chapter 2, verse 51.
路加福音二十二章五十一节。
Luke chapter 22, verse 51.
Okay.耶稣说到了这个地步由他们吧就摸了那人的耳朵把他治好了
And Jesus answered and said Stop, no more of this And he touched his ear and healed him
有没有注意到
Have you noticed this?
他摸了他的耳朵、啊、
Touched his ear
摸了那个耳朵伤口的地方、啊、
Touched where the ear was
耶稣没有把地上的耳朵捡起来 来给他一个外科手术、啊、
Jesus did not pick up the ear from the ground and did surgical procedure
他只要一摸呢
He touched it
耳朵又长出来了
The ear grew back
因为这是他神创造的能力、啊、
This illustrates his creative power
照理讲这些兵丁看到耶稣这种能力、啊、
So, when the soldiers saw Jesus' power
应该赶快俯伏敬拜
They should bow before him
但是他们仍然心硬眼瞎
But they were still stiff-necked and blind
他们仍然要抓拿耶稣
They were still determined to arrest Jesus
难怪约翰在福音书里面讲过一句话
No wonder Paul, John said in the Gospel of John
约翰福音十二章
John chapter 12
37节
Verse 37
约翰福音十二章三十七节
John 12 verse 37
耶稣说了这话就离开他们隐藏了三十七节他虽然在他们面前行了许多神迹他们还是不信他
But though he had performed so many signs before them yet they were not believing in him
神迹没有让人办法让一个人相信
Miracles cannot make a person believe
只有神自己的话语
Only God's own words
以及神让这个人重生以后
And when God causes a person to be born again
他才能够开始相信神
It's only then that he can believe in God
那么约翰福音十八章十一节最后一句话
So John chapter 18 the last
我父所赐给我的那杯我岂可不喝吗
Second part of verse 11 The cup which the Father has given me shall I not drink it
这个杯代表神的愤怒
This cup represents God's wrath
神对罪的愤怒
God's wrath towards sin
这个杯代表神的审判
This cup represents God's judgment
他审判一切不信他的人
He will punish all who will not believe in him
这个愤怒跟审判的杯
This wrath and judgment comes.
耶稣在十字架上喝了。
Jesus drank it on the cross.
他甘心地喝的。
He drank it voluntarily.
所以腓立比书里面说得好。
And so Philippians said it very well.
那我们看腓立比书第二章第八节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 8.
腓立比书第二章第八节。
Philippians 2 verse 8.
他说既有人的样子就自己卑微存心顺服以至于死且死在十字架上
And being found in appearance as a man he humbled himself by becoming obedient to a point of death even death on the cross
耶稣的顺服
Jesus' submission
应该成为我们每一个人自己说是基督徒的榜样
shouldbe our example those of us who claim to be Christians
这种顺服应该成为我们的思想的中心
this submission should be the focus of our thinking
虽然我们没有办法达到主的标准
even though we cannot reach the level of Jesus
但这是我们应该努力的目标
but this is the goal for our striving for
如果一个人他决定照他自己所要的去做
if a person decides to do what he wants to do
会给他带来许多不幸福的事情
it will bring a lot of unfortunate things
但是如果一个人呢
but if a person
他借着祷告
through prayer
他把一切的事情摆在神的面前
commits all things before God
告诉神说
and telling God
你为我选我那一部分
Please write my part for me.
虽然不是我最要的。
Maybe not what I really.
虽然不是我喜欢的。
Maybe not what I like.
但神啊，请你替我选。
But please, God, choose for me.
那将是那个人平安的源头啊。
And that will become the source of peace for that person.
有一个英文格言说得好。
There's an English idiom that says.
一个有智慧的人。
A wise person.
是一位。
Is one.
在人生的每一个阶段里面
In every step of his life,
他都说
that he will say,
神啊
God,
给我你所要的
give me what thou wilt,
把我摆在你所要的
place me where you wilt,
你用你的方法对付我
do with me as you will,
但是不要按照我的旨意
but not my will,
愿你的旨意成全
but thine be done.
耶稣那天晚上在客西马尼园
That night Jesus when he was in Gethsemane
被出卖
He was betrayed
被抓
He was arrested
我们看到他的勇气
We saw his courage
看到他的能力
We saw his power
看到他的关怀
His care
这三件事情都是朝着顺服的道路去
These three things all converge on obedience
客西马尼园对耶稣来讲可能是最黑暗最孤单的时候
Gethsemane was possibly the darkestimes of Jesus' life.
但是他愿意顺服
But he was willing to submit.
因为他知道神不会不会不照顾他的儿女
Because he knew that God would not forsake his children.
弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters.
我们也有客西马尼园的时候
We have our Gethsemane times too.
我们觉得很黑暗
We feel it's very dark.
我们觉得很孤单
We are lonely.
有时候甚至觉得整个世界的重量在压在我们的身上。
And we feel the weight of the whole world is on our shoulders.
你也觉得你无能为力。
And you feel so helpless.
但请记住耶稣啊。
But please remember Jesus.
他必救你到底啊。
He will save you to the end.
凡是属于他的，他一个都不失落。
All those who belong to him, he will lose not one.
凡天父赐给他，他一个都不会失去。
All the Father gave him, he will keep them to the end.
罗马书八章二十八节说得好啊。
Romans 8:28 says very, very well.
我们晓得万事都互相效力。
And we know that all, God causes all things to work together for good.
叫爱神的人得益处。
To those who love God.
就是按他旨意被召的人。
To those who are called according to his purpose.
让我们祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你留下你宝贝的话语。
You left your precious words.
你留下你宝贝的榜样。
You left your precious example.
让我们知道我们是有盼望的。
To tell us that we have hope.
我们是有依靠的。
That we have a trust.
你一定救我们到底。
You will save us till the end.
我们祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray with thanksgiving in Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.